Rusty Quill presents.
Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. If you found our show from Graham Patrick's guest writing on episode 3 of the Magnus Protocol, you might want to start with one of the campaigns he wrote on. Y'all of Cthulhu, our first ever season, is a complete horror campaign in the Old West. Next, we have Bleaker Trails, which is in the same setting. That has one complete season, and the final season is coming late in 2024. And if you're looking for something shorter and science fiction, we have a 6-episode Blade Runner series. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you around. Our Discord is slade.me/discord.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It is prom night, 1985. Supposedly the best night of your lives up to this point. I'm sure that is going to absolutely hold true, and it might be the best night of your lives for the rest of your lives for some of you. We'll see how it goes. But for most juniors and seniors across the town of Hamilton, Maine, they've been up and about since about 9 a.m., getting their dresses, tuxes, everything ready, picking out corsages, boutonnieres, all of that. Just getting up and excited for this particular event, especially the seniors. It is your last big school event before you go off in your separate directions. But for the four of you, for one reason or another, you have been in the gym at Hamilton High School since about 4 p.m. because you are all on the prom committee.
Someday I will know true love, and I'll be high above the clouds, and I will never look down again, and I will never look down again. Someday I will know true love, and I'll be high above the clouds, and I will never look down again, and I will.
The theme for prom is, of course, Under the Sea, because it is always under the sea. And you have been here setting up decorations, running around, bringing food, punch, which is not spiked yet, and just generally following the directions of the principal and Miss Curtis, your high school English teacher, who is heading up the prom committee this year. And so it is almost 7 p.m. when the doors are going to open. And the four of you are standing around the drinks table, setting out plastic cups. And perhaps, Ashley, you are directing some of the younger juniors who are tasked with helping you do whatever it is you tell them to do.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just, yeah, you do that. You do that. You do that.
You are absolutely management. So why don't we introduce our characters here? Our seniors at Hamilton High, tell us who you are, what your trope is, and what are you wearing to prom this evening? So let's start with our diva, Kat.
So Ashley is very much barking orders at people. She's trying to look gracious about it, but really she's just coming across a little bit snippy to everybody. Her hair is massive. There is so much hairspray, it's formed a small cloud around her. And she does have a teeny tiny little hairspray bottle tucked in her clutch purse. She's wearing a pair of seashells on her breasts that are massive and like a fishtail dress thing that she kind of has to totter as she walks, and she doesn't go anywhere very fast because of this outfit. And it was incredibly expensive because it's all daddy's money, but it still manages to look so tacky, just so tacky.
Well, this is the era of tacky, so I'm sure you're fine. Cup, why don't you go next?
Yeah, I'm playing Bryce Bolton, who is the jock, of course. Most people call him Bolt. He is a mobile quarterback. He, you know, throws the ball well, but he's also very fast. So he has a lot of rushing touchdowns, wears his Letterman jacket everywhere. You know, he's dated all the pretty girls in the school, but now he's really fond of Ashley's dad's bank account. Ashley's dad actually rented his tux, which is all white, with a gold cummerbund and a gold bow tie. And he has a maroon boutonniere, because maroon and gold are the school colors. I'm just making that up, if that's okay.
Totally fine.
And he has a gold pin that has his number on it, number 10. And yeah, he is not very smart, kind of a dick. And it's going to be a stretch for me to play this character.
Just a tad. Standing next to Ashley and Bryce, perhaps eyeing the punch bowl, Scott.
Yeah, so I'm playing Brett, who is the burnout. And he really doesn't want to be here. But then again, he doesn't really want to be anywhere. But he especially doesn't want to be here. And he's got kind of messy, slightly too long, but not too long, brown hair, which he's just basically put some hair gel up in his hand and slicked it back a bit, and it's sticking up a little bit. And inevitably, to prom, he is just wearing a t-shirt, a tuxedo t-shirt with the print on it, a pair of black chinos and black sneakers.
That's fantastic. And last but not least, very occupied with prom committee details, we have Camille.
Hi. Today I will be playing Zephyr, the drama kid. I think Zephyr is wearing an interesting outfit combination of like a blazer jacket, but then also like a long black dress. It's all black. The blazer has sequins, so it's kind of catching the light in a very gothy kind of way. And then wearing like a long kind of like almost shredded looking, quite raggy, kind of glamorously raggy black dress with bits of sequin all over it as well. Some black combat boots, and they have a very big, coiffed up, messed up, like Robert Smith, Susie and the Banshees style, massive kind of do, and that kind of like mullets down the back. And it's just everywhere. And yeah, very Susie and the Banshees, kind of like extremely bold black eyeliner as well. I think they have a lot of piercings, probably most of which they've done themselves. And I think at the moment they're kind of occupying themselves. I imagine they're like shredding bits of paper to make like more jellyfish legs for little hanging up jellyfish lights on the ceiling or something like that, like something under the sea themed. They're, I don't know, just doing bits of the set and stuff because they're like more interested in how it's all going to look as a production rather than what their co-committee people are doing. So that's Zephyr.
So you have to have great production values for prom.
You do. It's the only reason they're on the committee.
I just imagine that as soon as you turned up in that outfit, Brett looked you up and down and said, "You look like a raven fucked a mirror ball."
How did you know that's what I was going for? Thank you.
So as you're all kind of standing around here, just a few minutes to go before the doors open, a very petite, curvy woman with far more hair than her head should be able to hold up comes bounding over. Bounding's really the only word you can use for Miss Brenda Curtis, who is your high school English teacher and is in charge of this prom committee this year. She's got these big green eyes with very round glasses, but she's wearing this olive green sort of taffeta dress that doesn't quite work with her skin tone or her hair, but she seems very excited about everything. And she just comes up to you and she says, "Oh, kids, you've done such a wonderful job. I'm so proud of you. It looks so beautiful in here. You know, this is going to be a wonderful night. Oh, I'm just so excited for you. Thank you for all your hard work."
"No, thank you, Miss Curtis. I think we've done enough here for me to get that C that you said I might be able to earn by doing this."
You've done great for your extra credit, Bryce. Don't worry." And she gives you a thumbs up with a very cheerful smile.
"You look amazing tonight, Miss Curtis."
"Thanks. I never got to go to my prom. This is just so exciting."
"Oh, what a shock. Yeah."
"It just looks so, so you. Lovely."
"What was that, Ashley?"
"Oh, nothing. You look great. Just great. Just so coordinated."
"I'm just hoping no one tries dipping a nacho in that dress."
She blinks sort of politely and looks a little, gives you a little amused smile. She's not sure if that's a compliment or not, but she just smiles and nods.
I think Zephyr is likes Miss Curtis because, you know, Zephyr is going to love an English teacher, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of walk past Ashley while they're kind of like shredding up bits of paper for these like jellyfish legs, and they accidentally like paste one onto the back of Ashley's skirt or like dress or something. Like, oops. I don't know if she noticed.
Little tentacles.
But, yeah.
I'm probably too busy telling someone off for not putting the cups in the right order. So,
and I've written kick me on the tentacles.
I think you get a surreptitious thumbs up from Brett.
I just shrug.
And Miss Curtis just gives you a big smile and says, "Now, remember, kids, like it said, like Fitzgerald said in The Great Gatsby, you can't repeat the past. This is the only chance you get, so make a great night of it. Good job, everybody."
Was that bit in the Cliff Notes?
Oh, Brett.
Is that like a magazine?
She suddenly looks very deflated. She's still got that cheerful smile pasted on her face, but she looks like someone like poked her with a pin and all the energy went out.
No, babe, the Great Gatsby plays basketball.
Oh, is that the thing that you like to do on the weekends?
I guess it's one of the things I like to do, but yeah, I don't know. Just don't cost me my C, okay, babe?
Oh, babe, you don't. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you'll be fine.
Oh, you're stealing my babe thing now?
Hey, Bryce, did they name this prom after you? Because your grace normally under a C, isn't it?
Miss Curtis bursts out laughing.
He just looks at you stunned, like he doesn't even get it.
under this, is that what this is?
He's looking around at like the shitty jellyfish.
Well, kids, it's about time to start. So take up your places and we'll open the doors. And Maddie, and she waves over to Matt Cooper, who is the security guard. Who's sitting in a chair looking extremely bored. His gut is hanging over his trousers. He's got a powdered donut in one hand and a cup of what is supposed to be coffee in the other. And he just goes, yeah, 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 sure, Brenda. He's supposedly just a few years older than you, but he looks much, much older. Almost like it's an adult playing a teenager. He's supposed to be 25.
A shiver goes down Brett's spine as he looks at Cooper and just gets his flash of his future.
Officer Cooper, as he likes to be called, sets down his cup of coffee and his donut and just sort of shambles over to the doors. He throws the double doors open and suddenly the gym is awash with taffeta and polyester and the smell of hairspray as all the juniors and seniors of Hamilton High come flooding in. A tall, lanky man. Principal of the school comes out of a back door somewhere. He was supposed to be helping with setup and making sure everything was in its place, but you haven't seen him the entire night. But the moment all the students come in, suddenly there he is. And all of these teenagers come in chattering on the arms of their dates. Some of them are coming stag. Some of them are coming with multiple people. Everyone is chattering and talking and laughing. And Ashley, Mary Lou, who's one of your classmates, comes and says, oh, Ashley, this is wonderful. You've done such a great job. They really should have had you on prom committee in junior year.
I know. I mean, it was all me, really. I think it would have just been a complete ramshackle if not, you know. So thank you.
Yes. And I'm a bit surprised we're doing Under the Sea for the fifth year in a row. But, well, This looks great. This is probably the best Under the Sea we've had.
I think Zephyr walks past at that point and is like, yes, it feels like we're fucking drowning, doesn't it? And they carry on. Sticking another spare leg to the back of Ashley's costume. You're not gonna see how many they can get away with.
There's gonna be so many tentacles down the back of their mermaid skirt. So the principal taps on a microphone up at the front of the gym, and there's that loud sort of squeal as he gets a little bit too close to it.
Amateur.
Good evening, Hamilton High juniors and seniors. Welcome to prom night 1985. He looks around at everybody, looks down at his hand as if looking for notes. This will be the best night of your lives, potentially ever. Congratulations to the prom committee. Let us give them a hand. And there's just this kind of awkward, slow clapping as people try to figure out if they're actually supposed to clap or not. And they all turn and look at you.
Ashley's doing that thing where she puts her hands in the air and sort of slowly turns around like, yes, yes, thank you, thank you.
Bolt is covering his face because he thinks this might cost him prom king to be on the committee.
Brett is clapping very loudly and enthusiastically and sarcastically, trying to drown the principal out.
Thank you, everyone. Please remember, no drugs or alcohol will be tolerated on the premises. Looks around. We will be announcing the prom court at 9 p.m. Please be present.
You ready, babe?
Thank you. And enjoy this wonderful night that we call prom night. Another quick clap, and then he bolts. The principal does not like public speaking. He never has. And he always gives this kind of weird monotone voice and then bolts off the floor as quickly as he possibly can, which is probably a mercy for the rest of you.
I'll give a loud whistle as he runs.
And the DJ starts up the music, and tonight the first song is Footloose.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason.
Of course it fucking is.
And a bunch of teenagers go rushing out onto the dance floor, and there's the disco ball, a light, and the real important question as everyone starts dancing, Brett, do you spike the punch bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's bold to assume that I haven't already.
What are you spiking it with is the question.
Whatever I managed to shoplift earlier today without getting caught. I'm not fussy. Something clear, ideally. I mean, vodka will work best, white rum, gin at a push, though they might taste that.
Probably vodka. That's probably the easiest thing for you to get away with. So the punch bowls have been spiked. Everyone is dancing. And how are you approaching this first bit of prom?
Oh, I'm dictating to Bryce that if we don't dance right now and show ourselves as prom king and prom queen, which we definitely will be, and if I get outvoted by anyone, I will kill them. Seriously. So we need to dance right now.
Yeah, I'll help you bury the body, babe. Let's get out right to the center of the floor, and he's going to start clearing people out, like the smaller kids, to make like a circle around them as they dance to Footloose. He's very bad at doing the Footloose dancing, but he's going to try it. It'll be like a hand jive kind of thing.
So it's more hand loose.
Yeah, exactly.
Phrasing.
So Zephyr looks on and is just like, I cannot with these amateurs. God. And kind of wanders away and is looking for their sort of theater kid crew or their usual kind of friends, see if anyone's turned up.
There's a small group of the graduating seniors from the theater club. And of course, they're all dressed in black. Most of them are wearing tap shoes or jazz shoes. And they all just kind of wave you over. And one of them just rolls his eyes, says, can you believe Footloose? Really?
Oh, just such a preppy nightmare.
They could have at least gone with cabaret.
If they had any taste.
We were thinking we could swap out some of the records.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you. I've been on the committee.
What did you do, Zephyr?
I just put in a few tunes that we might enjoy. Shake things up at this boring, stale, preppy dance.
Jerome cackles. Like, he's doing an actual evil, maniacal cackle. Because no one in this group is capable of laughing normally. It's always like reading a stage cue.
And Zephyr kind of conspiratorially adds, like, and if you want to add anything else, I have time. It's not like I'm going to dance to any of these shit songs. I don't have a date.
Do you think we could get Funny Girl in there? We've got the whole choreography down.
Yeah, let's take over this whole fucking dance.
And there's another maniacal cackle from the entire group.
Bolt is like continuing his shitty dance. He's like, I wish they'd shut up. I can't follow the beat.
Yeah, it's totally the theater kid's fault. You can't stay on rhythm, Bolt. Brett, what are you doing while this is going on?
Brett is just leaning up against the wall with his arms crossed, watching the dancing going on like it's the most boring thing in the world, which it kind of is to him. And he's just counting out the time until this absolute waste of everything is over and he can finally fuck off out of it.
A tall, lanky, sort of gangly man comes up to you. He's got a cup of punch. He looks to be all strange angles, and his clothing somehow doesn't fit. He's wearing this mauve-colored suit, and it doesn't fit whatsoever. It should fit, but somehow it is really awkwardly fitting on him. And this is Mr. Carpenter, who is your gym teacher. And he comes ambling up and looks around and says, Brett, good to see you out socializing. He looks around at the fact there's nobody around you.
Yeah, it just blinks him.
Mr. Carpenter is a generally nice sort of teacher. He just really enjoys getting people involved, but he's not the most socially conscious.
Yeah, it's a real swinging jive.
Yeah, that's a strange song to start off prom with. Not, I mean, beats more kind of thing when I had my prom. Not that I did much dancing either. It's good you're here, Brett.
Did they have prom back in those days?
we mostly danced with the dinosaurs, yes, and the saber-toothed tigers. They were very good at rock stepping. He chuckles genially.
Brett's getting a lot of glimpses at his future.
Yeah. I think Brett actually gives him a halfway genuine smile at that.
Did you put something in the punch? He looks down at it.
Who, me?
No, never you. Oh, that's right. He smiles and drinks the whole thing. You see him kind of looking around, and you can give me a spot hidden roll if you would like to.
I would love to. That's a 70, and I don't think my spot hidden's that good. It is not. No, that has failed spectacularly.
He appears to be looking for something or someone, but you can't quite pick out where his glance is going. But he looks at his empty cup and says, I should probably get another drink of this very unspiked punch.
Yeah, it'll make the evening go faster.
Good seeing you, Brett. You're a good kid.
Don't tell anyone else that.
Just between us. He ambles off. Ambling is really the only word to describe how he moves. And the song on the dance floor changes to the safety dance.
Oh, of course it does.
All my favorite hits.
No one's quite sure who gave the DJ a playlist, because it certainly wasn't any of you.
Yeah.
Everyone out there seems to be enjoying this. Bryce and Ashley, are you still dancing as the song changes?
I think I'm going to go over and get some punch. Like, I think the safety dance isn't my jam.
Probably not.
I've got a solo dance for this one, babe. Maybe you can get me some punch too.
You want me to get you some punch? You want me to get you some punch? No, honey. No. You need to come and get me my punch. You need to stand there and pour me my punch. Because I'm not pouring myself my punch. That's what you do. That's your job.
But my dance, babe, you saw me practicing.
Now we know who gave the DJ the playlist.
He looks down, kind of, he's sullen now, but he's going to walk over to the punch bowl and miss his big dance.
You could probably slip in for the second half.
Yeah, I'll get you some punch.
Thanks, babe.
It smells kind of funny. He'll fill both their cups and then chug his.
Chug, you say?
I did say that.
Give me a constitution roll.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I have not been stingy with the vodka at all.
I failed by 2. I think I'm just going to keep that as a failure.
Okay. So it goes straight to your head, Bryce, because you generally don't drink even when you go to parties because you have to stay on form for your games.
Absolutely.
It goes right to your head. You feel a little warm. Pleasant, but you're going to take a penalty die to any physical rolls.
Oh no, that's all I'm good at
for the next couple of hours. And on the other hand, you know, your confidence has gone up.
Yeah, he like they're like little plastic cups, but he crushes it in his hand and throws it on the ground. He's like, I'm doing the fucking safety dance, and then he runs back out to the dance floor.
Ashley has a moment where she just sort of looks at him and then goes, huh.
And he's not being shy about dancing with other girls who are kind of around that circle they formed.
Okay, so you rush out into the circle and start doing this safety dance. So give me
hey, he left his friends behind. He's ready to go.
Well, that's because they don't dance. Well,
they're no friends of his.
They're no friends of thine.
Yeah.
Give me a dex roll. See how well you do with this. And don't forget
with
that
penalty. Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're losing a bit of your coordination.
Yeah, 75 is... that's a fail. What am I trying to do? I'm just trying to dance well. Could I push this roll?
Yeah, you can absolutely push this roll. Please push this roll.
So to push the roll, I actually it's the space that's confining him. He wants to get up on the stage where the DJ is and kind of dance for everybody. So he's going to try to climb up there and
please
perform. Well, I failed the first one, so I don't think this is going well. I failed.
Mm-hmm. So you get up on this small platform that's been built at the front of the gym for the DJ and for whenever the principal has to do announcements and things like that. And you start dancing. Problem is, the stage is smaller than you thought it was. And so you go slip off the side of the stage. You make an exaggerated movement as everybody is watching you, and you slip and fall and land on your ass. Ashley, you see this happen.
Babe!
Ashley just very slowly face palms and just then looks up and sort of tries to smile at everyone like in a, ha, 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 ha. Oh, isn't he so funny? I'm going to kill him.
Zephyr, who has a habit of just wandering past at the right second, just like, wow, you could have a career in slapstick comedy. And just like keeps moving.
Fuck off.
Okay.
You guys were supposed to catch me. That was like a stage dive. He's going to brush his tuxedo pants off and try to regain some stability and maybe dignity.
Well, that left long ago.
Yes. Dignity has left the building. Uh-huh. So, Zephyr, as you see all of this going on, there's a little bit of a cough from behind you.
The plague. They turn around.
Not quite. We've still got a few decades for that.
Oh, no.
Behind you, you see Miss Myers, Jennifer Myers, who is the school psychologist. She's dressed very neatly, very well put together. She's wearing this dark purple gown and a shrug, and she's holding a cup of coffee, and she looks at you and says, Zephyr, have you seen Jamie tonight?
Jamie? Oh, Jamie. No, why would I have seen Jamie? And they're kind of like looking down at their feet a bit and look kind of self-conscious.
Well, I know she tried out for the theater club a couple times. I thought maybe you would know them. You can give me a psychology roll.
I can certainly try.
You can definitely try that.
Lord loves a tryer. I rolled a 63. I feel like my psychology was pretty low. What was it again? 30. So that's a fail.
Yeah. She looks a little anxious, but that's about all you can tell there. So.
Can't out psychology a psychology teacher.
Oh, she was supposed to be here, that's all. And, well, you know, she's had a bit of a rough year, and I was just hoping to see them. But if you do, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, it's not like I've been keeping an eye out for them at all or anything. And Zephyr's kind of just like kind of eyes darting around the room to say that they're a bit of an actor. They're doing a terrible job of it right now. I guess if I see her, you know, we don't like know each other like at all, but I could say hi and let you know.
She looks at you and she smiles and she pats your shoulder and she whispers, I am the school psychologist. I do know things, Zephyr. But if you see Jamie, just let me know. She smiles and looks around a little bit worriedly again and then drifts off.
Okay.
And the music just keeps getting louder. And there's a bit of a scratch. The lights flicker slightly. Things come back on. The DJ goes to switch records. Zephyr, why don't you tell me which musical is being switched to at this point? What musical comes on at prom night?
I feel like Seeming as Zephyr has just been cast in an off-Broadway production of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's got to be from Rocky Horror. So I think science fiction double feature comes on, because that's just been in my head today. Yeah, that's what comes on. And Zephyr kind of just like looks knowingly over at their drama pals and just nods slightly.
All the theater kids give you jazz hands from across the room. So the rest of you hear this song that you may or may not know. I'm not going to presume whether or not you've seen Rocky Horror Picture Show, but it's definitely an odd song to be playing at prom.
Yeah, it's got to make for an especially weird slow dance, isn't it?
Extremely weird. But you see some of the couples kind of looking at each other. There's a couple of kids that go, hell yeah, and start dancing. And you just hear Miss Curtis go, language. And some of the couples just sort of awkwardly look at each other. Just like, do we dance to this? Do we not?
Ashley just looks furious. But it's that clenched teeth, fake smile kind of furious. And looks over at Zephyr and is just like, you did this. And then kind of has to like pretend to be happy about it. It's like, Bolt, we need to dance. We can't not dance. If we don't dance, then we need to fix this.
Yeah, we have to. It's the only way I can fix my reputation. We got to figure out something new, like a really, really cool dance. Do you have any ideas? This song fucking sucks.
Your dancing sucks, Bolt. Your dancing isn't going to fix it. You need to get the DJ to change the song.
He's glaring at Ashley over the dancing comment. Somebody spilled something on that platform. I lost my footing. It wasn't bad dancing. It was bad fucking management of the structure or whatever the fuck it is.
Okay.
It's the fucking DJ's fault.
Okay, sweetie, you're getting a bit loud.
In front of everybody. He fills another cup. Yeah. And slams it back.
I think Zephyr is going to go over to their drama friends, go up to Jerome and be like, these people don't know how to dance. Should we show them?
We should show them.
I imagine they just start sweeping each other along the dance floor dramatically, like, I'm just being really weird about it.
Imagine Zephyr doing their choreography from the that they've been rehearsing for the off-Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. And Brett's reaction to all this is he was about to slip out through the fire escape to go outside and have a cigarette. And hearing the music and watching the confusion on the dance floor, he just stops and turns back and is quietly pissing himself and laughing at how much chaos this is causing.
I think at one point while Zephyr and Jerome are spinning around, Zephyr just kind of like winks at Brett. And kind of like carries on spinning around.
I think at the realization that they just can't find the rhythm to this song, Bolt is going to approach the DJ and try to request a new song.
Yeah, man, this is weird. Is this what you kids do now?
No, it's not what we fucking do. I need you to put on Physical by Olivia Newton-John. And I need you to do it right now. This is my big night for like four reasons at least.
Man, prom was the best night of my life. It only goes downhill from here.
Jesus, that's sad.
Give me a persuade roll.
I thought you were a student. Persuade doesn't have a penalty, right? It's just
no, because it's not a physical roll.
Nice. Fucking hell.
He looks like he was probably a student a couple years ago, but hasn't really gone anywhere since.
I bombed that roll, 80 over 25.
Can I interest you in pushing it?
25?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Well, you can push it with Intimidate if you wanted to try and intimidate him. I would allow that.
Oh, that's a really cool idea.
You're gonna push the roll. Push the roll.
Yes. Yes.
think I'm actually gonna, what I'm gonna try to do is grab his arm and slam his hand down on the record to stop it.
Ooh.
Drama. I love that. Okay, give me that pushed roll.
Hard success.
Man, there's no need to get so physical.
I'm on the committee. I decide what plays.
Okay, fine.
We actually, Ashley and I have a choreographed dance that's like John Travolta dancing with Jamie Lee Curtis in the in the spandex, if anybody's seen that.
Yes.
It's very nice. Okay.
Okay. So he changes the song. And so Zephyr, the record changes just at the end of the first song. And you see Bolt up there, who's just slammed the DJ's hand down onto the record player. And now all of a sudden you have Physical by Olivia Newton-John playing.
He points across the dance floor to Ashley, like a couple points.
She puts her hand on her heart and like bats her eyelashes at him and then looks at Zephyr and kind of goes, huh.
then he kisses the class ring that he's wearing on his pinky from Ashley.
Zephyr kind of looks over at Bryce and then looks at Ashley and then turns to the room and says, this is war.
As people are taking to the dance floor, what Brett's going to do is he's just going to sneak up, just very casually, but sneak up to where the DJ booth is. And I mean, if it's an old turntable like this, there's probably a switch or a knob that allows you to set the speed of the turntable. And he's just got to knock it up from 45 to 78 RPM.
So Ashley and Bolt, you start doing your choreography and then all of a sudden the song speeds up over double.
And I think we just try to keep up. I don't think we stop or anything. We're just, okay. We're going for it.
Ashley's taking Bolt's lead and it's just like, oh God, what are we doing?
At one point he just scoops her up and he's dancing, holding her in his arms.
Swinging her around.
Yeah, just cradling her.
Trying not to get super dizzy.
Could Zephyr try to trip Bryce up while they're doing this?
Oh, no.
Assuming as he's very preoccupied. Yeah, like Zephyr and Jerome are like now angrily dancing around. I want to try and trip up Bryce to say, look, your career in Stopstick is just beginning. You're going to be amazing. Yeah.
And as they approach, he's running in place really fast. Let's get physical, physical, let's get physical, physical.
So if we're going to have it,
hair is just going from side to side. Like.
So we're going to have a dex off, essentially.
Oh, no. With my penalty.
And if you're still holding Ashley, you don't have to roll because no, Bolt is swinging you around.
I am not carrying you to like the situation at all.
So give me that dex off, Bolt. You've got your penalty die.
59 under 70, so I did get a success.
My first roll's a 90. So it's going to be a 90.
Well, if you got a penalty die, it could be, if you rolled a zero, it could become a fumble.
Oh, that's true. I rolled a 40, though. Yeah.
So.
Christ almighty.
I like to think Zephyr's foot just like very beautifully, artfully just sweeps out as part of a dance move and just so happens to sweep a little further out than they planned. Oops.
Bryce, you stumble.
Oh.
And Ashley, give me a dex roll.
Okay.
To oh, escape Lord. Falling on the ground. Okay. Are you dexterous enough to
be my man?
Rise to your feet in a smooth motion.
You've got Bryce to break your fall. You'll be fine.
Okay. I got 63 and my dex is 60. So can I spend 3 points?
You can. So you spend the 3 points of luck, and as Bolt falls, you use your dance training to just sort of slide out of his arms. And even with the tight sort of mermaid skirt, you manage to make it look kind of cool. Almost as if you'd planned it this way, as Bryce goes falling to the ground, landing on his ass again.
Oh, no.
Bolt, get up.
He is like injured, so he's gonna he's gonna lie on the hard floor for a minute, trying to kind of like take in the room to figure out who just fucking tripped him.
I think Zephyr and Jerome are swishing away in the other direction. So I don't know if you'll twig it was me.
He has a lot of enemies, believe it or not.
I'm surprised. So as all of this goes on, the song wraps up. There's a tap at the microphone, and again, that sort of squeal. And the principal is standing there, looking very awkward and uncomfortable. All right, everyone, it is almost time to announce the prom court. If you will take your places.
Shit.
And will all the candidate... And as he's saying this, there is the loud sound of someone getting punched in the face.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And you hear someone saying in a loud voice, "Get the hell away from her, you creep."
Can we look and see who it is?
Is it Marty McFly's dad? Sorry.
you turn around, and back at the table where the punch bowl is and the drinks and everything, you see Eddie Rubens, who is on the math club. He's this tall, angly nerd with glasses that are held together with tape, pimples, greasy kind of hair, standing there with blood running down his face from where he just got punched in the nose. And you see Jeff Silverman, who's on the basketball team, really tall, standing there with his girlfriend. He looks very angry, and he's got one hand balled up in a fist, and he looks like he's going to hit Eddie again at any moment.
Okay, Brett is just walking right up like he's perhaps going to try to comfort Eddie or intervene in the fight. And as he walks up there, he just picks up the punch bowl and smacks the basketball player in the face with it.
Love that. Give me a fighting brawl.
As he's before he does that, Bolt's yelling, "Get him, kick his ass!"
And as you go up, Brett, and grab the punch bowl, you hear Monica, who's Jeff's girlfriend, is pulling on his arm, going, "Oh, Jeff, stop! Don't hurt him! Don't hurt! Oh, what is going on?"
That's a success, and if I need to, I can spend a point of luck and make it a hard one.
A regular success is enough. You are going to do some damage, and that's a D6 for a heavy punch bowl.
Ooh.
In the face.
Okay.
That's a punch.
Oh, I've got a damage bonus as well.
Oh, you've got a damage bonus? Oh, no.
Mercifully, I only did 3 hit points of damage.
Okay. So you slam it into his face, and he starts bleeding from the nose. The punch bowl is fine because it's one of those big, heavy crystal punch bowls. but it looks like you broke his nose. So now both Eddie and Jeff have bleeding noses. And the principal's going, "Please, no fighting in the gym. Stop."
I'm going to start leading Eddie away from the tape and the punch bowl.
That fucking weirdo. That's our forward. And I'm going to go tackle Brett.
You run up to Brett, and Brett, you're trying to pull Eddie away, but Eddie is reaching out towards Monica going, "But I love her, Monica. We can be together forever, Monica." She's like, "Go away, Eddie, go away." And Jeff starts lunging towards Eddie again as Bryce comes running up.
Oh god, this is gonna get messy.
Can Ashley try and get between everyone and stamp a foot and go, "Stop it, you animals, you're ruining my prom." And just try and, like, I don't know, intimidate people into backing down.
Okay, who specifically are you trying to intimidate here?
I don't think I can really work on Brett or Bolt, but I think I can stop the other guy from tackling.
Okay.
So him mainly.
So Jeff. Okay.
Yeah.
Not technically combat, but for ease of order of operations, so to speak, we'll use our dex order, which I have here already. Ashley, you're going to go first.
Cool. Oh, I'm very dexterous.
As you're yelling at Jeff. Mm-hmm. Give me an intimidate roll.
40. I need. Ooh, I succeed.
Fantastic. So what you yell at Jeff to tell him to back down, he's ruining prom. And Jeff pulls back, and Monica, who's this quiet, reserved young woman who never really joined in on your clicks. She was never really in your notice, so to speak, but she's just sort of tentatively pulling at him. He's, if you go anywhere near her again, you fucking creep, I will break your face. But he backs down. So Bolt, as Brett is trying to pull Eddie away, what are you doing?
form tackle on Brett.
Oh my God. Okay, fighting brawl. Brett, are you dodging or fighting back?
The smart thing to do would be to dodge. But I think, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just step back and put my foot out and try to trip him up.
Okay. That does seem to work.
Here we go.
Do I have penalty on this?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you do. It's still within the 2 hours. So.
Shit. Okay. I should have shut my mouth. Fucking hell.
Then we wouldn't have all this fun.
I rolled a pair of 82s.
So either way, you would have been in trouble.
And I got a 0-3.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to get prom king.
Okay, so it's not an impale because it's a trip, so you're not going to
It's a maneuver. I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm just trying to humiliate him. What I'm actually trying to do, I mean, on a 0-3, if you want to go with this, is basically trip him up in such a way that he goes sprawling across the table and knocking everything off in the process.
You trip him. He's a big guy. He goes face first into the table. You do take 1 point. Bolt, 1 point of damage, but that's it. As your face slams down into this mess of plastic cups and things go flying off the table, and people laugh at you.
The fuck is wrong with me? Don't look at me! And then he's going to run out into the hallway.
Okay, so you run out into the hallway, and this is actually where I'm going to give y'all a map.
Oh, I thought you were going to say introduce the monster.
Uh-oh. You're so paranoid.
Just a little roleplay moment, but I think Zephyr seeing like the table thing happening and then Bryce bolting off, just turns to Jerome, is like, I've never seen someone so dedicated to the art of slapstick. I think we've underestimated Bolt. We should have recruited him.
He always wanted to be in your fucking plays.
We could have been best friends, Bald, if you weren't such an asshole.
So you run out into the hallway as this is going down. People are laughing at you. Ashley, this is dreadful. But Eddie is still trying to pull away from you, Brett. And he's reaching out towards Monica and says, Monica, we can be together now. I've loved you forever. You are the love of my life. And Monica's just looking at him going, I have spoken to you exactly once, Eddie. What is going on?
Yeah, can Zephyr like give Eddie a bit of like an up and down, just kind of look at how he's acting?
Mm-hmm. Give me a psychology roll.
Nope, that's 70. Mm-mm.
You don't really know Eddie that well, right? Because he's a mathlete, he's not part of the theater. But he is. It's almost like he's overacting. Like, you know, overactors, you know, bad actors. It's not that he's acting per se. It's over the top. The way he's saying, the love of my life. I adore you. We can be together. I will love you forever. All of these things. And Jeff is trying to pull Monica away and she just looks super, super confused. Just leave me alone, Eddie. Like, what is wrong with you?
Could Zephyr like push the role by like trying to like kind of just going up to Eddie in this scenario, seeing that Brett is now a bit like preoccupied with dusting himself off after his latest move, and just goes up to Eddie and is like, hey, buddy, I know we've only talked a couple of times, but You can trust me. Tell me what's going through your head right now. Maybe I can help.
Okay, give me the pushed psychology roll. I love it when people push things that they have very few points in.
I was hoping to go for charm, but maybe I've not been charming enough. We could try psychology again.
Give me a little more charm, and I'll let you push it that way.
Hey, buddy. I really like the act that you're going for here, like the heartfelt kind of love confession. It's really affecting me, you know. You know, what's going on with you? What's your story?
Just because I am a bit more charming than I am psychological. I thought maybe I could bend that into my favor. I mean, I'm going to fuck it up anyway now, but no. Okay. I got 59 under 65. So that is a success.
He looks at you with these big blue eyes behind his glasses with the tape held together. And he just looks up at you and says, I love her so much. I've always loved her. And you get, just from his tone of voice, he means it. It's very over the top and it's very overdone. And it's definitely something you would give him pointers on if he was doing this in a performance, but he means it.
I think they turn to Monica and is like, I know acting. He's being sincere.
Brett looks over at this stage and says, he's being a dick.
Yeah, that's
him. And starts... Yeah, and he starts hauling, God, I've forgotten his name already, and starts hauling Eddie away.
I think Ashley's going to storm over at this point and, like, follow Brett. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? Like, not to Brett, but to Eddie. Like, just starts haranguing him as Brett's walking him.
So you start haranguing Eddie.
Why are you ruining prom? What is wrong with you? Did this need to be tonight?
And Eddie is reaching over and he started singing a song very badly and off key about how much he loves her.
Can I slap him?
You can. And as you slap him, you hear a, but I love you from across the other end of the gym.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you for listening to Ain't Slayed Nobody. For ad-free episodes, lots of bonus content, and special programming, please join our Wolf Pack at patreon.com/aintslayed or subscribe to Ain't Slayed Nobody Plus at Apple Podcasts. Nothing helps the show more than becoming a subscriber. See our show notes for full credits and help us grow by posting friendly reviews and spreading the word to your friends and followers. Thank you, and good luck out there.